Thank you for calling Archdale Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Yes, hi, Abigail. My name is Patty Gibbons.
Hey, Patty, how can I help you today?
Well, this is very complicated, and I'm getting a wee bit frustrated. Let me fill you in. I had signed up for the Archtop and had an installation date, and nobody showed up. So I called, and they said, oh, somebody was supposed to call me because Archtop wasn't ready to install yet. So she said she would call me back, I think she said November 15th or whatever, to let me know where they were at. Never got a phone call. And then the other day I get something on my door stating that I guess they're coming up and starting to bury lines, etc. What nobody ever told me, so this is why I'm calling, is that my yard will be dug up. I thought they were just running lines to the house, which is why I signed up in the first place, because I saw them running lines along the street. So not being, this is not my profession, so I thought they were just above ground lines.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to check on that for you. Could you go ahead with your address, please?
Surely, 17 Mountain View Avenue.
And what's the phone number and file?
845-339-5056. I think that's the one I gave you. I still have a landline.
Okay. All right. So currently, based on what I'm seeing on your account, there is some construction delays, and your in-service date for your location would be on December 1st. So December 1st is the new date that they would have available. As it relates to you getting a mail stating that they're going to have the wires digged in your area, that would be for the streets. The only other digging I think would happen that might happen in your yard is when your installation has been booked. And usually the day before your installation, the technicians, they'll come to the location just to determine the best way to connect the service. If they do decide to go burial, they will install a drop cable. That is usually the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street. Usually you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. And
okay, but the question is,
go
they're
ahead.
Digging up my lawn, which nobody discussed with me. I do not want my lawn dug up. I have this big stone wall in front of the house. I have had it dug up. I guess I need to know how deep are they going. They have a stone wall that they have to, if they're going from the street to the house,
mm-hmm.
they have a stone wall that they're dealing with that they have to go under. I've had my water lines replaced because they were lead, and I've also had my gas lines replaced, both by the utility companies. And let me tell you what a mess it was. And I don't want to go through this again. So I need to know. Otherwise, I need to cancel the service. I don't want my lawn dug up.
Did they already start the process, or?
No, nobody has been on the street to dig up the street. Nobody has been. I just, you know, the communication has been horrible. I wanted to really be happy, and I know you're just another person I'm talking to, so please don't take this personally, because I know you're just, you know, working the phones. But the communication all along with this was horrible. Nobody even mentioned that they would be digging, which is terrible, because not everybody. So some of my friends didn't have any digging, so I would need to know what the procedure is going to be before I agree to somebody coming and installing this. I just don't want my yard dug up. It's a complicated thing.
Okay. So, as I said, usually they will determine if they'll do a burial or aerial. But if it's the case that you don't want a burial done, then they'll just go the aerial way.
Okay. So they can go the aerial way. But I need to have some kind of notification, because I don't want to come home and find out that they've been starting this process to my house digging up. I don't mind the lines. In fact, I watched them string some kind of lines through here, which is what prompted me to call you guys in the beginning, because I was like, you know. Because so far the communication has not been great, how do I know that I'm not going to come home and they're going to be digging up my yard. Like, how...
Okay, so when they are supposed to connect the job cable underneath that specific task, I could let them know that you're requesting not to dig up. But also one thing to know, if it's a case that they're doing a burial at your location, they will have everything set back for you once they're completed, usually within 10 days.
The note says if it's fall or winter, they restore as much as possible and then return in the spring. The reality is I had the same issue. It was horrible what they did in the fall. I don't want to go through that again because I know how that rolls. The city of Kingston promised me that they were going to reseed my lawn and make it all nice. My lawn is totally screwed up. So when I saw this thing on my door saying that they were going to be digging the lawn or that was a possibility, I just totally freaked out. I'm like, I don't want to go through this again.
What exactly could I get exactly what it said so I can have it relate to the construction
Surely.
Team?
I got the thing, the notice. We're breaking ground on groundbreaking speed, blah, blah, blah. What to expect. The survey crews, the right of way, multiple visits. We've all seen this. You may see multiple holes in narrow trenches being dug. Flush mounted boxes will be set in the ground at the edge of the area. It may look chaotic and messy while digging occurs. Well, that's, I guess, part of the process. I'm hoping it's short-lived. When construction is complete, we will return and rake seed and straw your lawn to return the area to pre-construction condition. If construction takes place during the fall or winter, we will restore as much as possible and then return in the spring to optimize the restoration. That sounds to me like they're coming to my lawn to dig up.
That sounds like the construction process.
When they say your lawn, I'm like, they would have no, if they're just digging trenches in the
street. Is it on the poster or is it written? No,
this is a door hanger, which I don't use my front door. So it took a few days for me to even see this and pull it off. I just got this door hanger hung on my door.
Okay, yes. Usually, I do know about the door hangers, and that's usually the they usually do notify customers whenever they're starting to break ground, but mm-hmm. It's just for the entire process. As I said, as it relates to your drop being done, there, if you do not want any burial to be done once your installation has been booked, because usually once service is available in your area, we would call you just to set up a date and time for the installation.
Okay. So you're telling me that they'll contact me. Somebody will contact me before this whole process starts, and then we can discuss that I don't want it underground.
So, yes, one of us would give you a call when service is available to set up the installation.
Okay.
Also, for the pre-construction at your area, if it's the case that I'll just make sure to let them know that you do not want a burial done at your home.
Right. So I understand they're going through and they're going to be laying the cable all down the road. I'm assuming that's their first part is to
mm-hmm.
lay this underground cable. And as long as I know that I will have the opportunity to speak to people
mm-hmm.
about this and make the arrangements, that'll be fine.
Okay. All right, no problem. Yes, as I said, I notified the team, and I also did leave notes under your task as it relates to your drop,
right.
Okay?
Because, you know, I have, so, you know, I live in an old part of the city. I don't know if you're from the area, the Kingston area, but I live uptown in an area where there's sidewalks of bluestone, so then they have to go, I don't know how they do it, but they got to go underneath. Then, right by the sidewalk, I have a very old, 100-year-old stone wall that everybody has had to go underneath. So it is not a simple process, which is why I don't want it done. I'm like, it was such a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, that would be...
I mean, I'm sure you could understand. I don't want to go through this again.
Okay, that's definitely understandable. So as I said, I did make the notes as it relates to the drop, and the team is already notified. So once we're ready to set up installation for you, we'll be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for you, okay?
Okay. Because we do have a pole that is right across the street from us where I believe my current cable comes in and other lines. But, Alrighty, well, we will keep moving forward, and hopefully this is will be resolved and everybody will be happy. All right, Abigail, thank you so much.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go, Patty?
I guess the only thing is, when are they starting this digging? It sounded like it was going to be like this week, but obviously I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, so as I said, it's a bit delay.
Okay, it could be next week or the week after.
Yes, but once services is available in the area, we would be giving you a call just to set up a date and time. You'd also would receive an email, and if you do allow us to send you a text message, you get a text message as well.
Yeah, I think I did. I think I'm pretty sure. Alrighty, well, thank you, and if I have any other questions, I'll call again.
No problem. Have a great day, and thank you for calling Orange Dot Fiber.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.